This is prayer meeting night. This is
very important time. I have not been preaching much on Wednesday night, so it's an opportunity to remind us just about the importance of prayer and great truths about prayer. And we want to look at that tonight. Of course, the introduction to this chapter is the disciples said to Jesus, "Teach us to pray. Teach us to pray." And so we have a number of important things in this chapter about lessons from the Lord on prayer. And of course, the first thing he teaches them is about the aspects of prayer, praying, what you should be praying about. You know, prayer says a lot about us. Prayer really is a revelation. If a lack of prayer is many times a revelation that we're very proud. We don't need God. We don't need his help. And we don't pray because we don't need him. Prayer can be a revelation of who we are. You know, what we pray about is really shows us, or what we don't pray about. It says a whole lot about our value system. You know, if the only thing that we pray about is some physical or material or money type of thing, it's pretty good revelation that money is our God. You know, it tells us what kind of goals we have, what's important to us. You know, that person that is praying for souls, and their life is filled with praying for souls. Well, that tells us a lot about that person, doesn't it? It tells us what they're living for. And, of course, the person who never prays for souls, well, it tells us there's a pretty big lack there. Prayer is a very revealing thing. Sometimes can convicts us, convicts me. We are very busy people, and many times we miss the most important thing in life. You know, the missionaries tell me that in general, there's a lot of great churches on Wednesday night, they're full. But there's a lot of churches that they can't have missionaries on Wednesday night because there aren't many people there. And, you know, that says a whole lot about a church, Wednesday night. And they kind of go together. A church that believes in prayer is usually a church that's alive. And a church that doesn't believe in prayer, either it's dead or has a pseudo spirituality, probably pseudo in the area of bad music. But the first thing Jesus teaches us about what we should be praying about, and we need to have a well-rounded aspect to our prayer, our prayer life. When he prayed, he said, "Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." Is God's name important? God's reputation? Are we really concerned that not God's name would be held sacred? God, he says, pray that the name of God would be hallowed. Held sacred, lifted up. It says, pray that thy will be done, thy kingdom come. You know, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. You know, so God is says we ought to be praying about God's glory. We ought to be praying about God's will. We ought to be praying about God's name on this earth, that he would be, his name would be exalted and spread. So we ought to be praying about God's kingdom. That should be right at the top of our list, praying about God's kingdom, the spread of his kingdom. Amen? Then it says, give us day by day our daily bread. Yes. Now, most of us, a lot of us don't really pray about that because we aren't living day by day. You know, we've been so blessed. But certainly, to pray for God's provision is a part of life. And we ought to be praying to God for that. You know, there's something missing in our lives when we can just go buy something. There's a big lesson that we miss. It's really probably some of the best times in life is when you don't have anything and you aren't going to go borrow money and go into debt and ruin your life by debt. So you say, we're going to pray about that. The child comes and said, Mom, I need new shoes. Okay, don't go to Walmart. Say, we're going to pray about this. And you know, when you go to a rummage sale and you find them for 25 cents, you know, a $200 pair of shoes, that's a lot better, isn't it? It's a lot better. And he says, we're trying to make this quickly here, but forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. Yes, confession of our sin is important. God's interested in our spiritual walk. And we ought to be praying about our spiritual walk. We ought to be praying about confessing our sins. We ought to be praying that we make sure we're right with God and that we forgive. He's interested in our spiritual walk. And he says, and lead us not into temptation. He's interested that we should every day be praying for spiritual victory. And that should be in our prayer life. And he says, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom. Well, that isn't in this one, but the other one. For thine is kingdom and the power and the glory forever. That's in Matthew. But, you know, praising God. So, model prayer. God's glory, his will. Daily provision, our spiritual walk, spiritual victory, praise to God. We should have a well-rounded prayer life, the Bible says. And oftentimes we get stuck in one part of our life, prayer life, instead of maybe some of us who have lost a little bit of the roundedness would be encouraged tonight to just go through the model prayer, take it phrase by phrase, and learn how to pray. That's what he's saying. Learn how to pray. You know, when you come to prayer meeting, that's how you learn how to pray. You know what's the most exciting thing? I remember a long time ago on Winkler Drive. That was even before the Ranges. We were neighbors to the Clauses, and we had prayer meeting in our house. And I'll never forget the first time they prayed in public. That's a big step for people to pray in public. That's a part of growing, isn't it? So, but what is the, now he's telling us the basic principle. Some of the basic principles of prayer. We'll look at verse 9 for a minute. It says, "And I say unto you, ask and it shall be given you, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you." You know the basic principle of prayer is? The basic principle is either we neglect prayer or we practice praying. How many could say that we pray enough? I don't pray enough. You read this passage of scripture where it says, "Ask and ye shall receive." Isn't that simple? Isn't that simple? And the fact is, how little do we ask for? That's what he's saying. Ask, and you shall receive. The basic principle about praying is praying. We don't pray enough. "And ask, and ye shall receive. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you." James 4, it says, "You have not because you ask not." Very, very simple. The simple principle is the human side is we have to pray. We have to pray. And, of course, it tells us everything. You know, what are we praying about? That tells us, that's the second part. Most of the time we don't pray. And number two, we aren't praying for the right things. But we need to be praying. Ask and ye shall receive. Now, notice the encouragement of prayer. He says, verse 5, "Which of you shall have a friend and shall go unto him at midnight and say unto him, friend, lend me these loaves." Now, think about going to your friend at midnight. Wouldn't you be a little bit embarrassed? Wouldn't you be a little bit hesitant? Now, if you aren't, you got something wrong with you. You know, you'd be a little bit hesitant. You'd be a little bit embarrassed. You'll be a little bit nervous, you know, at midnight, asking, and then this is the story. "And he from within shall answer and say, trouble me not. The door's now shut. My children are with me in bed. Leave me alone. I cannot rise and give to thee. I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him, because he is his friend." Who would you go to at midnight? It'd have to be a friend, right? He isn't going to give to him because he's a friend, but because of his importunity. I want to get rid of this guy. You know? I want to get rid of this guy. You know? If I don't give him this bread, he's going to keep asking me. I just want to... Now... what Jesus is doing is encouraging us. He's encouraging us. And he starts that, he answers it by saying, "Ask, and it shall be given you." God isn't, kind of begrudgingly answering prayer. That's what he's saying. He's not begrudgingly answering prayer. He's better than a friend. "Ask, and it shall be given you." This generous, good God. You know, the fellow at midnight didn't want you to come. But God wants us to come. He's waiting for us to come. There's a big contrast, isn't there? Between, you know, being bothered and the person wanting for us to pray. And so he tells us, ask, ask, ask. Isn't it amazing how sinful we are? In the fact that what does it take for people to pray? I guess in the public, in the unsaved world, how many people pray? I mean, really pray. Very, very rare. Very rare that people pray. Very rare for men to pray. Very rare. But we have a good God. He's waiting for us. But so he's waiting, and of course, here's the other path. Well, we already gave it away. It says, verse 10, for everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. If a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? Or if he shall ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If he then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give? How much more? God is good. If man is good, God is far greater in his goodness than we could ever imagine. Ephesians 3:20, he is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think. That's our God. And that's why we need to be encouraged to pray. What are our goals in life? What are we praying about? We just pray about physical things, or we've gotten to a place where we pray about spiritual things, godly things. Prayer. We have to have faith when we pray. You know, we have to, as a church, we need to determine goals for this church. Amen? What are we here for? You know? What are we here for? I talked to a fellow in the neighborhood just the other day, and he said he's a Lutheran. He said, oh, you got a lot of cars sitting up there at church. You must be doing something. I says, well, you know, a church is all about if you got saved, you want to tell other people about it. Amen? That's what it's about. You know, the church has been given the Great Commission. The Great Commission. Our job is to reach souls, to bring them to genuine conversion in Jesus Christ. That's our job. And, of course, that extends to the rest of the world. Our prayer life certainly ought to reflect that, doesn't it? Etc. So, encouragement for us to pray. Are we praying? I think I could answer that. I know I don't pray enough. I'm a busy man from early to late every day, and I don't pray enough. Maybe I wouldn't be as busy if I prayed more. But we need to pray. And tonight is prayer meeting. And take that prayer group seriously. And we need to get a hold of God. And we need to pray big prayers. Because we have a big God. Open your mouth wide, the Lord said, and I will fill it. And so pray in faith. And, you know, you need to, young people, you need to have purpose when you pray. It isn't just to sit there and listen to somebody else praying. Man, kids can have power in prayer. Amen? Yeah. And so, but of course, Jesus said, our Father which art in heaven. The fact is, to really pray, you have to be saved. You have to be saved. You have to know God is your Father. You have to be born into His family. And then the Holy Spirit is in your heart, says, Abba, Father. You know, it's a big change when you get saved. Because when you get saved, you find out you're supposed to pray. And that's what the Christian life is all about, is praying. It's like breathing. Praying is like breathing. And so here's a great time for us to pray. Let's really seek the Lord that we would be growing in our prayer life. And let's make our prayer group a vital place where we can agree to pray for big things, pray for souls, pray for these ministries. That's the greatest miracle ever can take place. Amen. People get born genuinely converted. Okay, let's pray. Father, thank you for your word tonight. And Lord, we pray that you'd just help us in our prayer life. And Lord, help us not just to, and help me, Lord, not just to think of these things tonight, but Lord, we've talked about this this passage often, yet Lord, you told me that this is what you wanted me to preach on. And I think it's a need for all of us. And we need to make some decisions about expanding our spiritual life, our prayer life, and expanding the power of this body of believers, your purpose. And it makes a difference, Lord. Help us remember, ask, and you shall receive. Forgive us for not even asking, Lord, not even seeking, not even knocking. Our heads are bowed and eyes closed. Maybe tonight somehow you'd have to say, Pastor, you know, that was just for me tonight. You know, that was just for me. If I look at my life, prayer is just been taken a back burner. And the Lord just really showed me tonight that is really the a real central part of my life that needs a change so God can do His work in my life. It might be the answer to whatever situation you are in life is to get serious about praying and trusting God in faith to do great things. You hear tonight say, Pastor, I'm just recognizing to the Lord. Lord, that's for me, and I'm making that decision tonight to turn to you in special times of increased prayer. And you just say, Pastor, I want to share that with you tonight. Please pray with me. Anyone here tonight? Okay. All right. Praise the Lord. Lord, now bless in each life. You've seen every hand. And Lord, everyone is important. Every need is important. And Lord, the answer of these prayers will be even known on Sunday in this place. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, let's go to our prayer groups.